Well, good morning, everybody, and happy day after Easter, Passover, etc. It's the 18th of April, 2022. Welcome to Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. My name is Larry Jacobs, and we welcome you to the show. If you're listening today, that's great. And if you're listening later on the archives, hey, that's great, too. We know that's what people do with podcasting. The beauty of it, you can listen whenever you want. All right, and we thank you all for listening whenever you do that. All right, we're going to archive today's show, which is with the USC, University of Southern California, Shoah Foundation, founded by Steven Spielberg. You all know who he is. All right, we got Mary Anna Novak here. Dr. Novak, all right, is a learning and development specialist, or the learning and development specialist, over at the Shoah Foundation. We're going to talk about, well, basically fostering equity through story, but they do a lot of work with teaching with testimony. And today we're going to talk about how to deal with subjects like the Holocaust and that type of horror that's going on. They've accused Putin of doing genocidal work in Ukraine right now as I speak. All right, and we have to be able to explain that to kids who are aware of what's going on in the world. And so thanks to my friends at Discovery Education who work with the Shoah Foundation, all right, we've put together a curriculum that can be taught not only at a high school level but also at an elementary school level. But you have to be careful with this, all right, because it's touchy stuff, all right, it's scary stuff. All right, we have to teach it right, and we have to teach it with testimony. And that's what we're going to talk about today with Dr. Novak. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org. Like we always do, that's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education, ace-ed.org. And our magazine is over there. We got a new one coming out. We're putting together a new one right now. It'll be out next week or the week after, maybe. And of Equity and Access, our magazine. You can look at it. You'll see the cover over there on the website. SEL Today, Social Emotional Learning, that's linked right over there, as well as our new website on teacher retention, which is teacher-retention.com. But it's all linked at ace-ed.org. And without further ado, let me swing across the country 3,000 miles away to Los Angeles from Maine. Hi, Mariana. How you doing? It's Larry here.
I'm doing great, Larry. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's my pleasure. And thank you for being up so early. It's 7:30 in the morning out there in L.A. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I've got my coffee here.
I was just going to say, you got your coffee. And I introduced you, and I wasn't sure, are you the learning and development specialist or are you a learning and development specialist at the Shoah Foundation?
Well, I'm actually one of two right now, but I was really brought on to really develop the primary education aspect.
Perfect.
Of teaching with
Perfect.
Testimony. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard job. We're going to talk about how hard that is. I mean,
yeah,
I can only imagine. Yeah, it is. It's touchy stuff. And by the way, thanks again to my good friends over at Discovery Education, Grace Lee. Thank you for putting this show together. Okay. And do you like Mariana or just Mary? What do you want me to call you? You can call me Larry.
I have a preference to Mariana, but, you know, sometimes all those syllables can get tough. So I'm very good at it.
We'll do Mariana. I like that. It's a pretty name. Okay. So you're working. Okay, we're going to talk about the elementary level. This is hard enough to talk about, okay, at the secondary level. It's hard enough to talk about for adults in a room, you know, but it has to be spoken, all right? And we're talking about, again, Steven Spielberg, Shoah Foundation over at USC, teaching with testimony. And why don't you talk what that is? And I bet a lot of people kind of know what that is. It's been on 60 Minutes and all that sort of stuff. Teaching with testimony, and why do we want to do that? That's the first thing. Okay, then we'll talk about the elementary level. But why are we facing this? Let's put it that way. Mariana, you're on.
Well,
do your thing.
Okay, thank you. So teaching with testimony is a primary source, and it is a first-hand account of a lived experience. And it's really a kind of story. And we want to be able to bring these perspectives, these really important lessons, to our students about the dangers of hate and it going unchecked. And with all the research out there, one way that we know not only to bring it to middle and high school or university students is through the power of story. And we know that if we share this Holocaust genocide education, which, as you've already said, and we know is very touchy, if we share the stories about pre-war life. So we really are careful to curate testimonies that are the actual survivors telling their memories about their own childhood. And, you know, pre-war, they had, you know, they went to parks, they went to pools, they had birthday parties, they played soccer, they did all these things that, you know, kids today do. And so when you get to the stories, and they always say, I remember 1933 when everything changed. And that's when they no longer had access to any public places. They couldn't even go to the orthodontist. So,
that's right.
You know, and in these stories, you hear these nuances that you would not get in your regular textbook. Not that textbooks are anything bad with them, but we really need to bring history alive and bring all these conversations in a way that can really resonate with our youth. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, I hate to say it, we're living – first of all, what you're saying is accurate. We're dealing with people. We're not dealing with we're not dealing with just words, and we're not dealing with just some crazy history that has no bearing on anything. We're dealing with people. Okay? That's first of all. And that's one of the first things you're saying, just normal people. And I think about that, you know, my son was complaining that it's very cold here in the winter. Okay, and he can't get to the beach. There was surfing here in Maine where I live. Okay, and I said, really, try living in Ukraine right now. Okay,
exactly.
Where the whole world has turned over. And, you know, a month ago, 7 weeks ago, whatever it was, their whole world from a normal European life, okay, regular life, to this insanity. Okay, and that's what we're basically talking about here. And you know, as I said before, you know, kids see this. You know, there's no school now in Ukraine. Kids had to pack up what they did and leave their pets behind, okay, and take a train to Poland, all right? And it's the same thing that happened in 1933, or you can take the Rohingya Muslim, you can take whoever you want, okay? But these are people, and we have to face this. If we think of them as faceless entities of no matter, okay, that's bad. All right, and that's what we're trying to do with this. And just so people understand it, okay, just tell everybody, Mariana, what teaching with testimony, which you can Google, everybody, offers school districts. And that's at the upper level. Then we'll talk about elementary. Okay, but just talk about what you guys do in general. Yeah. No, not get off my soapbox here.
No. So, I mean, again, you know, we'll differentiate a little bit about teaching at the elementary level between the other, you know, levels. But going to teachingwithtestimony.com with our Discovery Education partners is a great place to start. And it will also take you to our eyewitness.usc.edu. And, of course, with, you know, high school teachers, you know, I always encourage them, explore the page. The testimonies are actually done by category. So if you want to talk about immigration or civil rights or all these different conversations, you can do that. I always say with primary, stick with the lessons and testimony that we've curated, we've vetted it, we've piloted them in elementary classrooms. And, you know, I think, you know, with this kind of new space, I don't want to scare teachers, but I want them to know that we've done the work. And so not to get too exploratory, because we have incredible lessons that we have, you know, spent months on and also in partnership with DE. And so, you know, I want to talk about a few of these projects that are amazing, you know, even teaching with film as well. But, you know, teaching with testimony, I mean, if they can envision a clip of testimony, say from Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and I'm not sure everyone knows, it depends on the generation who Dr. Ruth is, but, you know, a very well-known radio personality. We have an animated film
By the way, I just got to say, a lot of people may not know that Dr. Ruth, okay, we're a little old. Dr. Ruth is the world famous sex educator. She was great, okay, and she was very popular in the 70s and 80s and 90s. She's still alive? I don't even know.
She is still alive. She's written two children's books, Crocodile, You're Beautiful, and Roller Coaster Grandmother that we have. And then, yeah.
Character.
And then there's also
a book called
I know, Ruth, A Little Girl's Big Journey. And, you know, she was a child refugee. She had to leave her home in Germany at age 10 to go to Switzerland and lived in an orphanage for 6 years. And she even gave her doll on the train, the Kinder Transport, to a child who was crying. I mean, there's all these messages of resilience and kindness. And she even talks about gratitude through all this, you know, being, you know, really appreciating having a roof over her head. You know, she doesn't appreciate a lot of it, but she did find the silver lining in it all.
That's the key. And, you know, what you just said, we do a lot of work here in social emotional learning, which is very important these days, okay, because kids are going through hell with after post-pandemic and all that sort of stuff, okay? And those are the kind of lessons that are so important. I'm glad you brought her up. I haven't thought about her in a long time, okay?
It's
incredible.
You
got a lot of stuff. I hadn't thought about it.
Did I answer the question, Larry?
I think you, but go ahead. You want to speak more about teaching with testimony and why it's important. Just talk about it. It's cool.
Well, I want to make sure that I answered the question because I know if you haven't ever really engaged with testimony, I know as, you know, I spent my entire career in primary education, and I know for a fact that isn't something that, you know, people really understand. What is that? You know, it's so much more common in the middle and upper grades. So we're really doing a lot about, you know, awareness and spreading the word and, you know, working with a lot of partners, you know, Discovery Education, of course. I don't know if any of your listeners or you're familiar with the Wonders of the Day, Wonderopolis, and we've been integrating testimony into their content. So, for instance, what is an upstander, and you know what is allyship?
That's not Wonder Media. That's not Wonder Media, is it?
No, it's Wonderopolis, and they have these wonders of the day, and it's really interesting. I really, So we're doing work with them and starting to, you know, integrate testimony into into their wonders. Yeah. You know, spreading the word, getting teachers, you know, aware of this, you know, this powerful learning tool that, you know, is really innovative.
It is powerful.
You know, I think, It is.
Well, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay, it's so important. I'll say it again, to personalize this, to make people understand these are people and your world could go topsy-turvy in an instant. Okay, and you have to appreciate that. And understand it and learn from it. And if I may be resilient and ready for it, talk about your expertise, okay, about bringing this, which is touchy, to the, and it shouldn't be. It can be easily done. That's why you guys are here, to the elementary level. Okay, you're a primary education specialist, Dr. Novak. Okay, talk about bringing this kind of thing from the Shoah Foundation to elementary schools.
Well, I think first we have to dispel. I mean, I know, you know, I'm up there in age, and, you know, when I thought of Holocaust genocide education, I thought, oh, my gosh, they're showing, you know, these awful, you know, images. And,
that's
you know,
not what it is.
That's going to
that's
going to be traumatizing. How can you even teach that to young children? And I know when I tell people what I do, they almost gasp because they it just sounds a little crazy. But when you really get into it, we know that, you know, kids, you know, from very young ages are aware of, you know, and sometimes they look at it, they might not use the word prejudice, or they might not use the word equity or justice, but they certainly know what fair and unfair is. Yeah. And so, you know, we really, we, from an expert level, we know these are topics we can't ignore. We know that ignoring racism in school actually increases it. And, you know, kids need a space to talk about this. And also knowing, you know, what the research says, it's a lot harder to change minds when we wait until the middle or, you know, high school level to talk about. And you know, today, I mean, you know, censorship, you know, teachers, you know, in different parts of the country are getting fined.
Like Florida.
And all
like
kinds
Florida.
Of things.
Yeah,
and I'm from Arizona. Originally, and you know, it's really too bad because it's the kids, you know, that, you know, that's who we're hurting.
All that is politicians, adult politicians, putting their prejudice upon kids who don't have any yet. Okay,
right.
And this is when you have to teach them. You know what? What you just said reminds me, and I think it's changed to some degree, but when I was in school back about 37 million years ago, they didn't start teaching a foreign language till I was in ninth grade. But the older you are, okay, the harder it is to learn a foreign language, okay? You can absorb language easier when you're a young kid. Obviously, that's why French kids speak French, okay? And Spanish kids speak Spanish, all right? Spanish babies speak Spanish, et cetera. And how could we miss that, all right? And the point is we're not trying to indoctrinate anybody. We're trying to take what they already know and put it into a perspective for them, okay?
Right.
And that's what it's about. Yeah.
So let me give you an example because I think I'm always an example type person. So one of the big, big projects that we've been partnering with on Discovery Education is the Williston Project. And it's actually a K-12 learning initiative, global initiative. And it's based on the four versions of the book. It's based on the story of Lisa Jura, who was a child prodigy pianist and had to leave Vienna on the Kinder transport. And, you know, I honestly did not know that much about the Kinder transport before I started at USC Shoah Foundation. And now, of course, I know everything about the Kinder transport. No, maybe not everything. But that was the rescue mission between 1938 and 1940 for children to travel by train, mostly, to the UK. And the British government had agreed to take child refugees, 17 and under, if they were sponsored, you know, so somebody would sponsor them in the country. And so anyway, you know, they left from a lot of different locations. So Lisa Jura left from Vienna. And she, you know, tells the story. Her mother, Mona Gollop, who is an author and also a well-known concert pianist, Grammy Award-winning, tells the story in four book reading levels. And what I love about that is really a whole entire school district could have K-2 reading the primary, you know, children's picture book, and, you know, grade 3-5 in the upper elementary, and then there's a book for middle school and a book for high school. And so, you know, the content and everything gets a little more complex, obviously, as you go up. And so these are the kind of stories and different narratives, honestly. I mean, I'm still trying to talk to some of my friends out of, you know, only teaching. I love Number of the Stars, and that's a great fourth grade book, or Anne Frank and all these.
Yeah.
They haven't heard the story of Lisa Jura from Vienna. And, you know, and also the testimony that we have linked to these this project are all these different, you know, they speak about when they were children, when they were traveling on the Kinder transport, you know, some of them were told that, you know, they were going on vacation. You know, their parents were, you know, we'll see you in a few weeks. And, you know, one gal, Alice Boddy, she was just such, she had so much agency as a child, she, you know, made her own arrangements on the kinder transport. So there's all these,
there's just such a wide
variety. Yeah, and then one woman talks about how when she got there, she was crying, and they said, don't worry, you'll get a new country, you know. So it really ties in. In fact, that gets me to we've done a virtual field trip, and we've really linked this all to the courage of a refugee. So really talking about some historical examples of children refugees and now bringing it into, you know, the current time. So there's all these K through 12 resources on teaching.com that ties into the Williston Project story. Yeah.
Right. And by the way, I'm on this on it right now, and I'm at eyewitness.usc.edu, the letter I.
Oh, great.
eyewitness.usc.edu. And I just want to give a terminology here. Williston looks like the name of the street or community where these kids were taken. Okay?
Yes.
And it's called the
That's
right. Yeah, it's called the Children of Williston Lane. That's W-I-L-L-E-S-D-E-N, Williston Lane with testimony. And you can download teacher guides for all of these books right on site here. So it's eyewitness.usc.edu, okay? And it's really just pretty darn astounding, I got to tell you. And, again, they're people. We're talking about people here. It's just it's just amazing. So when you go out there, how long have you been there now, Marianna, with Shelley?
I have been there a year and a half. We got delayed. They were dying to get somebody in there, but, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
And so they had all these, you know, projects backed up because, you know, they had made a film, even the Tattoo Torah, which is a whole nother amazing elementary project. And then Dr. Ruth, all her things, and then the Williston Project. So I've been here about a year and a half, you know, developing this primary, all the content for primary. And then, you know, working professional development and then working with different partners. You know, we developed some anti-Semitism toolkits with Nickelodeon and The Conscious Kid and, you know, really trying to get this out there for, you know, educators, families, to, you know, help have these conversations, encourage these conversations, and have the resources that are appropriate, that are free to do so. So, you know, and standards-based, you know, I might add. So
that's right. Of
you
course.
Know, we, so we put, you know, we talk and integrate the social-emotional competencies, and then, you know, the English language arts, history, the, you know, civics. So all that we're aligned to in our lesson plans. And it's not meant to be an extra thing. It's meant to, you know, enhance, you know, what you're already doing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it does do that. Have you gotten it out there yet? I'm sure you have, into schools. And what are you hearing back from teachers, of which you were one for many years? But what are you hearing back as you put the stuff out there?
They're really excited. And I'm going to, you know, be honest. Sometimes they're a little hesitant at first.
Of course.
And,
I don't blame them.
You know, and actually, and I don't blame them. I mean, a second grade teacher I was reading, and they said, are you going to mention the Holocaust? And, you know, I said, no, in the book, the K-2, it doesn't mention the Holocaust, but it does talk about the hatred towards Jews and, you know, the discrimination. I said, but I can't guarantee your students aren't going to put it all together. And, you know, they do start making connections because some of them have grandparents that.
Of course they do.
You know, yeah. So I always say that, you know, with that young audience, K-2, you know, share the stories. And, you know, many times organically, it comes up. And, you know, I tell them I'm going to address it or answer questions. So I think once they see it, they become, you know, they tell their district superintendents. So now we already are partnering with several districts that are very, you know, interested in the work. But again, right now, a lot of it is awareness building and, you know, getting this work out there so that people and teachers especially, you know, you have to build a trust, I think. And I even told them they don't always go out and pilot lessons. And I said, with primary, we're piloting everything because we need the feedback. We need to know how it's resonating with students and educators and families so that we can start. I don't want to call it, you know, we're not obviously not building a brand, but we're building a new kind of aspect of this, you know, teaching with testimony that people really, for the most part, aren't aware of at this age level.
That's right. Yeah. And so again, the whole thing, I'm just going to put it back into, you know, with the Ukraine, the kids are aware of something going on, even at a young age. They know something's going on. Okay?
Exactly.
And it becomes a learning experience, and you have to make them understand this is for real. This isn't something that happened 47 million years ago. This is going on right now. And you know, you talked about the anti-Semitism. Well, that's the Holocaust. Okay, but you take that same hatred and you can put it into, you know, the Serbian War back in the 90s. You can put it into the Rohingya Muslim. You go right down a list, okay, of everything that's going on, and this stuff has to stop. Okay, and you have to just put it in total perspective. It's not laying guilt on people. Okay, it's laying history on them gently. Okay, and people can figure it out pretty much. Okay,
and
do more than tell them. You know,
exactly. And we just share these stories, and we
let
the students, you know, through inquiry, they start making those connections. And I have second and third graders making connections. Wow, that sounds like, you know, the civil rights. That sounds like what we learned about Martin Luther King. So they're making the connections, connecting the dots, and that's really powerful to, you know.
It is. It is, and we can't hide in the sand and all that. So there's element. What grade would you say this starts at? Was it second grade or kindergarten, or where are we?
Well, we have, you know. Crocodile, you're beautiful. We start at kindergarten, and that, you know, we're really starting at that, you know, social awareness level, you know, building identity, confidence, you know, really looking at, you know, our similarities, our differences, and really being kind. And, you know, because really this work starts with kindness, and, you know, and our mission statement is, developing respect, understanding, and empathy through testimony. So, you know, we start, you know, I don't want to say small because we're building that really important foundation. So I would say more, you know, third grade is when we start bringing in these animated films and things like that that deal more, you know, with the Holocaust. But, you know, through animation, through testimony, you know, this period in history becomes accessible in a really, you know, appropriate way.
Absolutely. And what we can learn from it is amazing. And it's all at Shoah Foundation. You can Google all this, everybody. S-H-O-A-H. Shoah Foundation. Teaching with testimony, then eyewitness with the letter I, eyewitness.usc.edu. Mariana, thank you. This was wonderful. I love talking to Shoah Foundation on here, bringing your good work to the world. Thank you. It's a good job you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate being on.
And I appreciate having you here. You're welcome anytime. And all the way from Maine, I wish you happy weather in California. We're getting there, slowly
Thank
but surely.
Thank you, and I wish
end.
You happy weather.
Thank you, my dear.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. Have a good one, Mariana, and thank you very,
care.
Very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Wow, is she great or what? That's Mariana Novick, Dr. Novick, who is one of two learning and development specialists. She is a specialist in primary education for using their teaching with testimony at the primary level. Okay, and just get in touch. It's good stuff. All right. It's, you know, we said it all. You get it. All right. And for some reason, every time I heard Dr. Ruth, she was a character. She still is. And she's just great. Okay. So that was really cool. Dr. Ruth, the rest timer. Thank you, Mariana. Thank you, Discovery Education. Gracie, we're very happy to do these shows. And everybody, please go over to ace-ed.org. What we do is all about equity. That's what all this is about. And social emotional learning. Everything we do is at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.